Maybe back to a suite now. This is a astrological suite, and I didn't think I placed a great deal of purchase in astrological suites, and I don't suppose, or in astrology itself, and I don't suppose in a way I still do in that day-to-day kind of thing. My irritation of it really came out in this first book. I have one little chapter. It's like, or one little verse in here that I'll read before I get to that poem. Month of the frozen goat, La Roberta says, cultivate new friends. Profit will be yours with patience. Not that stars are crossed or light to be restored. We die from want of velocity. So that sensation of looking up and to see what's going to happen to you today. I always think when somebody says you're going to go on a long, long, long trip, what somebody in prison thinks of reading that, you know, and Rita Del Mar, you know. maybe a different kind of trip, or hopefully something for the poor people. But this is called the sign. There are no magic numbers or magic lives. He dreams of Sagittarius in his thicket. Dogs yipe at his hoofs, the eye of the archered seaward, his gaze toward impossible things. Bird to be fish, archer and horse, a whale or dolphin. Then rears up, canters away from the shore across the wide field of fern and honeysuckle brambles to a woods where he nibbles at small fresh leeks coming up among dead leaves. Strange creature to be thought of, welded in the skull as unicorn, hoofs, bow, quiver of arrows and beard. That girl sitting at cliff edge or beside a brook, how does he take her? He lifts her up to kiss her, and at night, standing by a stream, heavy mist up to his flanks, mist curling and floating through his legs, a chill comes over him, she in restless sleep in a small stone cottage. Between the scorpion and goat, three signs, winter and cancer and this love of snow, and contempt for all signs, the nine spokes of the sun, the imagined belt of dark or girdle in which night mantles herself. The stars guide no one save those at sea or in the wilderness. Avoid what stinks or causes pain. Hate death and cruelty to any living thing. You do not need the stars for that. But often at night, something asks the brain to ride. Run riderless, plume night, swirling brain riding itself through blackness, crazed with motion, footless against the earth, perhaps hoofs imagined in lunacy. Through swamps, feared even in daytime at a gallop, crashing through poplar thickets, tamarack, pools of green slime, withers splattered with mud, breathing deep in an open marsh in the center of the great swamp, then running again toward an olive cedar where deer feed, pausing, stringing the bow, chasing the deer for miles, crossing a blacktop road where the hoofs clatter. On a May night, walking home from a tavern through a village with only three streetlights, a slip of moon and still air moist with the scent of first grass, to look into the blackness by the roadside in all directions, forest and field covered with it, 18 miles of black to Traverse City, 13 miles of black to Buckley, 19 miles of black to Carlin, 12 miles of black to Walton Junction, an infinite black above, Earth herself a heavy, whirly ball of pitch. If the brain expands to cover these distances, stumbling to the porch where the cat has left an injured snake that hisses with the brain rearing up to shed the black, and the snake coiled bleeding at its center. Not centaur or archer, but man. Man standing exhausted at night beneath the night sky so deep and measureless. Head thrown back, he sees his constellation. His brain fleshes it and draws the lines, which begin to ripple, then glimmer, heave and twist, assume color, rear up, the head high, the chest and torso gleaming, beard glistening, flanks strapped with muscle, hooves stomping in place, stomping night's floor, rearing again, fading, then regaining terror, the bow in hand, a strung bow, an arrow fitted, drawn back, the arrow molten tipped, slay, he only still slays, and when the arrow reaches earth, I'll die. But in morning light, already shrill and hot by 10, digging a well pit, the sandy earth crumbles and traps the legs, binding them to earth, then digging again, driving a shallow well with a sledge, the well tip shaped as an arrowhead, sledge hitting steel with metallic ring and scream, the pump head and arm bound to pipe, sitting in damp sand with the legs around the pipe, pumping the first water onto my chest and head, head swollen with pain of last night's sign and leavings of whiskey. Or on another morning, the frost is a sheet of white stubbled silk, soon to melt into greenness, partridge thumping ground with wings to call her mates, near a river, thick and turbulent and brown, a great buck deer startled from a thicket, a stag of a thousand stories, how easily his spread antlers trace a back and bow not unlike your own, then the arc of him bounding away into his own green, clear music. I don't really know what an astrologer would think of that, if there are any of you in the audience.